The state's Judiciary Committee questioned why repeat offender rates are at nearly 70%. They discussed what actions need to be taken by state agencies and whether or not the legislature should craft new policy. While most legislators called for tougher parole assessments and monitoring, Democratic Senator Stephanie Flowers of Pine Bluff identified the lack of support once an inmate is released as a key factor in why recidivism rates are high.
My concern is this, that we provide these people with some skills or at least have something going on that would build skills. It is called Department of Community Correction. Literacy skills are missing, housing unavailable, they can't pay for it. You got homeless parolees. We're letting people out that don't have a clue in terms of how to support themselves.
The Department of Community Correction Interim Director Sheila Sharp largely agreed with Senator Flowers' sentiments and said the agency plans to have a more bottom-up approach in allocating services in the future.
We have $3 million this year for services. And instead of telling them how to spend the money, we've asked them to go back, reach out to their community leaders, providers, and find out what services are available and submit to us a plan.
Little Rock's Mayor Mark Stodola took a different tone, calling for tougher assessments of nonviolent offenders. Stodola characterized home invasion as the biggest violation of personal safety outside of physical harm like rape. But he did say that Little Rock spends nearly $3 million a year on reentry issues. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.